folks, you can buy a copy of Bill Clinton's My Life from the bookstore here at TED, parse it cover to cover for whatever hidden references you want. Or you can go to the Random House website where there is this excerpt. And how far down into it you figure we'll have to scroll to get to the golden ticket? Would you believe about a dozen paragraphs? This is page 474 on your paperbacks if you're following along. Though it was getting better, I still wasn't satisfied with the inaugural address. My speechwriters must have been tearing their hair out because as we worked between 1 and 4 in the morning on inauguration day, I was still changing. Sure you were, sure. Because you've prepared your entire life for this historic quadrennial event that just sort of sneaks up on you. And then, 3 paragraphs later, we get this little beauty. We went back to Blair House to look at the speech for the last time. It had gotten a lot better since 4 a.m. Well, how could it have? By his own writing, this man was either asleep, at a prayer meeting with Alan Tipper, or learning how to launch a nuclear missile out of a suitcase.